Man, the Milwaukee Bucks should be ashamed of themselves. Thanos, whatever his name is. Giannis' brother. It's a shame. Why? Why? They got rid of the coach, but they kept Thanos. Or Thanos, or whatever his name is. They kept him. That's crazy. I know Giannis is a star player, but that's ridiculous. They said the NBA is a business, right? And anybody can get traded, even good players. So if good players can get traded, it seems reasonable that trash players should definitely be able to get traded. Have you seen him play? He's garbage. Trash. And every time, I don't do it. I never tweet. I don't use social media like that. I don't tweet. I don't Instagram. I don't even have an Instagram. I don't TikTok. None of that other stuff. I do have this. And that's it. That's all I got. So, I got like a website, but that's different. That's for something totally different. But I don't have any social media, right? But I do go on Twitter and read tweets about sports and everything. And every time somebody criticizes and says that an NBA player is trash, the first thing people say is, well, you can't beat him. You know what I'm saying? You're not in the NBA. That doesn't have anything to do with anything, because I understand what people are saying. They're not saying he's trash compared to somebody down there at the YMCA, which he probably is, but that's not what they're saying. They saying he's trash compared to all the other players in the NBA. He is trash. You know what I'm saying? You might be able to find a couple of players that might be worse than him. Maybe like two. I don't know who they are, but they might be out there. Whoever they are. But he is trash on that team. He's the worst player on that team. He's the worst player usually on every team that they playing. But he still has a job. And the only reason he has a job is because of who his brother is. Which is, I mean, it's great for him. Excellent for him. But it ain't too good for nobody else. Especially somebody that could actually come to the team and benefit them way better than having a gigantic cheerleader over there just cheering for the team. Patrick Beverley said he's an excellent teammate. He's always encouraging people. He gives high fives and cheers for people on the sideline. He always has a smile on his face and all this other shit. Listen to him, man. Put me in the NBA. Travel me around the United States. Pay me the amount of money he gets paid. I will smile. I will chilly and clap my hands on the sidelines and have a smile on my face too. Are you crazy? Most people can't even afford to go to the dentist to have a smile on their face. You know what I'm saying? He is rich for nothing. He's rich because his brother is so... That's crazy. Giannis is such a good player that even his family get the benefit of playing in the NBA also. Ridiculous. Ridiculous. And I know Doc Rivers, he just there for the check. Cause just like people saying, why in the hell did they hire Doc Rivers? I know he thinking like, why in the hell is Thanos or Thanos still here? What is going on? Who is he? He's your star player's brother. That's who he is. And Giannis seems very, what's the word? Aggressive. Yeah, he seems very aggressive. Cause he's a prima donna, you know what I'm saying? He's a diva. They done spoiled him. They spoiled him in every way. Maybe he's earned it, you know what I'm saying? But maybe he's earned it. But I don't think he's good. But I don't think he's good enough for them to hold an entire roster spot for a player that's literally garbage, that's just out there putting on a comedy show every time he plays just because that's his brother. I don't think so. I don't think he's that good. He's real good, but he ain't that good. If that's the case, the Joker for the Nuggets, he should get his brothers on the team, you know what I'm saying? He should have two brothers on his team if that's the case, you know what I'm saying? Shit, Kevin Durant, he should have his whole family out there, you know what I mean? I mean, if being a good player means you could bring your brother along the way, then shit, it's a lot of... Michael Jordan should have had his brother out there. Kobe should have had some family members out there, some cousins or something. Yeah, that's just ridiculous. It's ridiculous. It's unjustifiable. But people online, they justify like this. You got to keep Giannis happy. It's making Giannis happy, so it's worth the money. It's making Giannis happy, so it's worth the money. Please. Yeah, it's not worth the money. Did he win a championship last year? Then it wasn't worth the money. Are they going to win a championship this year? Not likely. So it's not worth the money. It's not worth the money. He's not doing anything. The only time they bring him out there most of the time is when he up by like 30 points and he go out there and fall all over the ground, miss some shots, do something crazy, travel, get called for 8-second violation, all kinds of crazy stuff, throw the ball out of bounds. He's a comedy show. That's all he is. But they said that he's real good in the locker room. Who in the hell cares how good somebody is? Man, I hate that in the good locker room. Good in the locker room shit. Good in the locker room. I don't care. He not even a veteran. Now, a veteran player, like when they bring in players that's been in the NBA for like 10, 15 years. Like Udonis Haslam. He was good in the locker room. But look how long he had been around. You know what I'm saying? That's different. Thanos or Thanos being good in the locker room and somebody like Haslam being good in their locker room is like night and day. Him being, I could do what he do in the locker room. What is he doing? Good job. Patting him on the back. Smiling. Being happy to be there. The hell yeah, he happy to be there. He should be happy to be there. Man, because he could be at home. Well, she should be at home. Not could be, he should be at home. He should be at home. He should be in the G League. Or he should be playing somewhere across seas. He should be over there with Dwight Howard in Thailand. Yeah, so. Yeah, I find it very ridiculous. And the only reason I'm real, yeah, there you go. They got rid of the wrong, they got rid of the Lopez brother. They got rid of the wrong brother. They got rid of the Lopez brother. But they didn't get rid of Giannis brother. The Lopez brother could have did way better. Not only could he did better, he does better, did better. Man, whatever, man. They shouldn't have got rid of Lopez. I forgot which one. It was Brooke. Robin Lopez is the one they got rid of, right? Yeah. I don't know the difference between I know it's Robin Lopez and Brooke Lopez, and I think they got rid of Robin Lopez. Who? Robin, Brooke, whoever, who cares? They shouldn't have got rid of him. They should have got rid of Thanos ass. Thanos. They should have got rid of him. Because he is garbage. Compared to all the most of the league. He is trash. Shagged in the fool. He turning into the next JaVale McGee as far as Shagged in the fool looks concerned. It's ridiculous. Ridiculous. Doc Rivers stuck with him. Stuck with him. Tell me he good in the locker room. He real motivational and all this other shit, man. That ain't gonna help him win no championship. That's just taking up a roster spot. They could have found somebody way better than that to fill that position. But I guarantee you, if they did get rid of him, Giannis would have, probably a demand, a trade, or he might go in. Cussing people out, tear the locker room up, and all kinds of shit. But it's gotta happen eventually, you know what I'm saying? It's gotta happen eventually. If they don't get rid of his garbage ass this summer, because you know they ain't gonna win a championship, right? The Bucks. It's just not gonna happen. It's not gonna happen. Because it's just not going to happen. Nah. I mean, there's several reasons I don't even want to get into it. Why it ain't going to happen. Doc Rivers, number one. Let's start with him. He don't know how to win no championship. The only reason he didn't win that championship with Boston, Kevin Garnett, Rondo, Ray Allen, and Paul Pierce won that championship. Doc Rivers was just there along for the ride. He was Thanos. You know what I'm saying? He was on the bench being the cheerleader. Now, they got two cheerleaders. Him and Doc Rivers. That's not going to work. Doc Rivers, he alright with me. I ain't got no beef with him, but he ain't going to the championship. That's number one. Number two, Giannis and Dame, they don't mesh. They just don't. You know what I'm saying? I don't think they mesh at all like that. Not championship level. They could be the garbage team like the Charlotte Hornets. That says nothing. You know what I'm saying? If you blow the Charlotte Hornets out, nobody's not excited about that, because most teams could blow the Charlotte Hornets out. Win a playoff series. How about that? And he might. But they're not going to win no championship, guaranteed. Man, if I'm wrong, I'm wrong. But I don't even see the possibility. Nah, I don't see it even happening. Most of the time I say anything is possible, but this one, I don't think so. Because before they fired their coach, the one that was winning and doing seemingly a good job, I said, yeah, anything's possible. Maybe they will win the championship this year. They got a good coach. They winning, they on a roll, on and on and on. Then all of a sudden they get rid of him. I don't know what. I want him to go on the record and tell, but he won't do it because he want another job. But I got a sneaky suspicion him getting fired has something to do with Giannis. Because Giannis is, you seen the moment that I stopped liking Giannis was the day that I saw him with him in, damn, I forgot who got an argument with him on the court that time when they was playing a away game. He went out there to shoot around after the game, and I forgot, old boy had took his ball and told him to get off the court. You know what I'm saying? This is not your court, go somewhere else. Shoot when you get home. And he went and got another ball. And one of the stadium workers was out there taking on the rim or something like that. And he pushed his ladder out of the way, all aggressive and stuff, told him to move. That's when I stopped liking him. Because I saw how aggressive he was. Man, I promise you this. If I was that guy working on that, he would have pushed my ladder out of the way. Number one, I would have cussed his ass out. Number two, I would have picked my ladder back up and went right back to what I was doing. Who are you? You know what I'm saying? Push me off the ladder so I can sue the shit out your ass and get you suspended. I don't care how angry or aggressive your big steroid ass is. And then, yeah, that's when I started liking him. He was cool with me until then. I started liking him even more when he flipped out over the game ball. You know what I'm saying? He seems to think that he has some kind of authority, or he some kind of macho man. He can get his way because he got little steroid muscles and he's a superstar or whatever. Man, please. Please. I can't. You know what really bothers me about certain people? The people that think you automatically supposed to be scared of them. You know what I'm saying? People that try to intimidate and think automatically because of their size or their status, which he got both. He got size and status, that you just supposed to bow down to him and be afraid. Oh, it's a big giant dude coming my way. I'm supposed to do everything he says. Nah. Not really. Because just like it's just, just like it's giant people out there, there's also giant weapons out there too. So, big, small, whatever, anything can happen to anybody. I hope you understand that. But the thing is, he lives inside this fantasy world of the NBA where he gets everything he wants. People catering to him. He's a superstar. People say how great he is. And on and on and on. He never had that before growing up. So he taking full advantage of it. Which I cannot blame him. That I'm not a hater for. I'm not a hater for Giannis. Giannis is doing what he's supposed to be doing as far as having his brother play. Because I tell you what, it's like this. If he can find, and he has found a team stupid enough to let him get everything he wants, then shit, play the hell out of him. He's a pimp. He's a slap, something like a pimp. You know what I'm talking about? yeah, he definitely a slap. He's slapping the hell out of the Bucks. He the man. I say I'm almost 90% sure the reason they got rid of the coach had something to do with Giannis. Yeah, something to do with him. The next game, after they fired the coach, they out there dancing and crip walking and doing the Tootsie Roll and all types of shit before the game. They was happy that he was gone, which is crazy. How you gonna be dancing around when you just got rid of your winning coach to hire a losing coach? Garbage, stupidity, dumb. That's why they not gonna win. Cause not only are some of the players a little bit slow, the front office seemed to be real slow. And the coach, they had a lot going on, right? One thing they don't got going on is a good roster. No, I'm just saying, they do got a pretty good roster. Minus Thanos. They really need to get rid of him, man. He's dead for the rest of the season, for sure. It's too late for that shit now. But if they bring him back next year, if they bring Thanos back next year, man, they might as well give up. How about if they bring Thanos and Doc Rivers back next year? Just another wasted season, man. I'll tell you what. What they should do is get rid of Thanos. Teach Giannis how to shoot the ball instead of dunking and driving. And keep Dame Lillard happy and healthy. They might be able to do some damage next year. They might be able to do some damage. But they gotta get rid of Thanos and get a better player, which shouldn't be too hard to find. How many players in the NBA? Like 300. Out of 300 players, it's only probably about 3 that's better than him. I mean, that's worse than him. So anybody is better than Thanos in the NBA, as far as they're concerned. You can go out there and just pick with your eyes closed and get somebody better than him. And there's some people outside in the NBA that's trying to get in that's still better than him, like DeMarcus Cousins. DeMarcus Cousins ain't better than Thanos. Dwight Howard is definitely, Dwight Howard is better than Thanos, and DeMarcus Cousins combined. And they don't want him, though, because they said, yeah. But still, man, it baffles my mind that Thanos has a job. The Milwaukee Bucks front office, they should have a mandatory pop-up drug test to see if any of them on heavy narcotics. They get rid of a winning coach. They got a brother on the team that's just trash and chilly. When they can have somebody that can contribute, gotta be the drugs, man. They gotta be on drugs. Mm-hmm.